Welcome to Barefoot on the Moon podcast, where we explore ways to live an authentic, happier life. This podcast is part of thehappierlife.com. Your hosts are author and happier life consultant, PJ Ferguson, and artist and life enthusiast, Caroline Patrick. We invite you to hang out with us now as we walk barefoot on the moon.
Hi, I am Caroline, and this is my dear friend PJ, and we're here for another episode of Barefoot on the Moon. I am here. My dog all of a sudden nuzzled me. Yes, we've got our snazzy t-shirts on, and if you want one of these t-shirts, I know where you can get one, PJ. So anyway, what we're talking about today, in addition to PJ providing the t-shirts, is we had this great conversation earlier about what exactly is positivity and this concept of toxic positivity. And, you know, why is something like, you know, even the term, you know, be positive, you know, how can that even be considered toxic, or and or should it be? And so that was sort of a launching point for a great conversation we were having, and so we're continuing it with you right now.
Okay, so we started it because I like to follow a lot of the thought leaders that are out there talking about mental health, about positivity, optimism, having a good life, creating more happiness or peace, or just, you know, life satisfaction. And a couple of these thought leaders both had statements about positivity that I called complete BS on. So one of them had said flat out, all positivity is toxic. And that blew my mind, because I just disagree completely. And the other one, I'm gonna read the quote. He said, "I don't believe our world needs more positivity." And so you had thoughts about that too, right?
I did. And read a little bit more of that quote, because I kind of found it insulting.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe I read it very badly. So,
well, no, read it again, and we'll see if our audience are insulted by this.
Okay, so he said, "I don't believe our world needs more positivity. I believe our world needs minds that are equipped to be with the complexity of life. Minds that can hold nuance and polarity, minds that can stay grounded, centered, and open to the full range of what it means to be human." So let's start with, what do you get from that statement?
What I get from that statement, frankly, is a lot of judgment. Okay. That you can't, you know, that it, I think it, it, it sort of poo-poos the idea of being positive for these much more lofty, you know, these lofty concepts of what your mind needs to be. And I call BS on that, because okay, I think it has to start somewhere. And you know, one of the things that the metaphor, you know, it's a cliche that that your cup is half full. And I actually, even though it is a cliche, I actually think that it kind of works when it comes to being an optimist or being positive, because you know, it's a starting point. It's not saying that your cup is always full, or that, you know, or what it's even full of. It's just saying that it's half full. So if that's your approach to life, you can be like, okay, well, all right, it's half full. Okay, I've got something. I have something I can work with. So now, what do I, you know, how do I go from there? And so that's my, you know, that's where I start that conversation.
I like that, because like our last podcast, we talked about mindset, and I like the point that you're bringing up, is that it's the question is one-dimensional when humans are four-dimensional. You know, we live in a 3D world, but we've got time, which carries us from moment to moment, right? And so what we're seeing right now isn't always going to be what we're seeing. So if we make a snapshot judgment of, oh, my glass is half empty, you know, my life sucks, things are awful, you know, woe is me, instead of saying, okay, so I'll share my take on it. This is, I think it's ridiculous myself, but I love it. So, and my cup is already too full. But I've always, once I started thinking about this, I started thinking, well, your cup is never empty. It's always full. It's just a question of what it's full of, right? Mm-hmm. So is it partly full, this full of wine and this full of air? Or I've got coffee, so we'll talk, this is kid friendly. So is it is it half full of coffee and half full of air? Well, that half full of air is potential for more coffee. So, you know, pass me the coffee and I'll fill it up.
Right, right. Which is, I don't see that as being toxic positivity, do you? I see that as like, what's the matter with wanting to, you know, wanting to fill your cup up more?
Well, what you're saying sounds like being realistic to me. And a problem I find with lots of people who call themselves realists is they're actually very negative minded people. They think that by acknowledging the crap in the world, that they're being realistic. And then that's all they see is just what's wrong in the world, how awful people are to each other. And but that's not realistic. That's only seeing half of the cup and only part of the time. You know, they're excluding all the great things in the world, all the great people in the world, all the wonderful things that have happened, all the beautiful art that's out there. Because if they were being realistic, they would see both and acknowledge both. And that's, to me, realistic. And I kind of get that from this quote as a bit of realistic, you know, be realistic. It actually sounds pretty positive to me. But by calling it not positivity, I think he does people a huge disservice by saying, oh, well, you know, positivity isn't a good thing. We need realism.
Yes. No, when you frame it like that, I can see where you're going with that. And I think I take the same issue that you do, that is, it almost sounds like he is presenting it as an either or. We don't need positivity. We need people with open minds. Well, actually, I would argue with, we need positivity and we need people with open minds. That you can't always be positive, but you need to be able to expand your understanding of the world in a realistic way. And as he mentioned, you know, he mentioned that word nuance. And I think that's a, you know, that's an important word, because so many things of our lives are nuanced. And if you don't take the time to really think through these things, then you miss a lot. That's why I got the judgy vibe from it, was that, that, you know, it's like, oh, you don't need to be positive. All you need to do is understand this other stuff. And what he didn't do is he didn't make that connection, which is, this will help you. That's all this other stuff, the nuance, et cetera, the open-mindedness will create positivity. So.
Yeah. Well, both of those quotes from these thought leaders, the one that said all positivity is toxic, you need to be optimistic. And I'm like, I'm calling BS on that instantly. It's like, optimism is just having a positive outlook on the future.
Right. What's the difference between positivity and optimism? There is none.
It's right. It's your mindset. It's how you approach things. Like, you know what? I don't even have a glass because I dropped mine and shattered all over the ground. Okay, now what? Right. And if you're a realist, you know, the bitter realists, who would just have a negative mindset, they'd probably just sit there and cry over their glass instead of looking up and, hey, maybe there's a whole shelf full of glasses over there just waiting to be used. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's somebody offering you their glass, or they have an extra that they're handing to you and you can't see it because you're focused so hard on the negative. Mm-hmm. So it comes back to the mindset, like, how do you approach things? How do you look at things? I really like how you had that four-dimensional look at the cup being, you know, an ongoing changing thing.
Mm-hmm. There's this, I saw this meme a few years ago that said that, that the optimist sees his glass as half full. The the pessimist sees the glass as half empty. And then there is this third category called an awesomist, who looks at the bottom of his glass and says, wow, there's a dragon in there.
We both love dragons, so that's fitting.
Right. So I think we're both awesomists.
I think we are awesomists. You know, we want to drink our glass so that we can see the cool dragon, and then
see the dragon at the bottom. Right.
Repeat the process. Fill it up, drink it down, you know.
Yep.
And I think that's life, is that we keep going through a process. And how do we go through that process? What mindset do we have? You know, do we sit and cry over a drink, or do we drink it and enjoy it and then fill it with something new? Yeah.
Well, I think this has been a great quick conversation. I think we should steer people to the place where we hold more of these amazing conversations, and they can subscribe. What do you think?
I think it's a great time. You know, optimism, positivity. Positivity is a wonderful thing. You just have to understand what it is and define it. So I wish these guys who are being thought leaders would define positivity the way it is and not slate it as all being toxic, because it's not the truth. It's not the reality. So let's go ahead and end this now, and join us on thehappierlife.com, or you can go to letsgobarefoot.com. Probably can't see that very well. And we will see you there. Thanks, Caroline.
All right. Thanks, PJ. This has been great.
This has been a Barefoot on the Moon podcast. Thank you for joining us. You can hear more by going to www.letsgobarefoot.com. This podcast has been sponsored by hopespringstudio.com and thehappierlife.com. We wish you a life filled with joy, peace, and love, and look forward to hanging out with you next time here at Barefoot on the Moon podcast.